with you this evening. If you'd turn with us over to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 33. I appreciate the good service the Lord allowed us to have here this morning. If there's ever been a time that our nation needs the preaching of the Word of God, it is in this day and in this hour. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse number 26. Brother Billy Graham, a hero of our faith, of the church. Wonder what he's seen this week. Sister Peggy Driver goes to church here, her and Brother Jerry. She was saved in one of his tent meetings down in Florida years ago. And he's impacted and touched so many lives. But isn't it sad that now America really don't have a voice for God? There's many preachers and many pulpits that we must understand as a nation. We need God to put somebody through closed doors. Our church supports monthly two men that's in the capitals every month. One was at the National Prayer Breakfast last week. I wish you could have seen that clip. We need the Lord. And I appreciate God ever being faithful. Deuteronomy 33 now, verse 26, "There's none like unto the God of Jeshurun." Watch this, "who rideth upon the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the sky. The eternal God is thy refuge." And I love this. "And underneath are the everlasting arms. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee. O people saved by the Lord." Are you saved by the Lord tonight? And this scripture is not only talking the nation of Israel, but it's talking to every child of God. "O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." You may be seated tonight. Thank you for standing and honoring the reading of the Word of God. I want to preach tonight on the God of Jeshurun. Now, you'll notice this morning we talked a little bit about the Bible character Moses. And here in these last words, Moses had something to say. In chapter 33, as I read tonight, Moses made a statement about the God of the Bible. In chapter 34, God calls Moses home. I want to say tonight, this isn't our home. I'm glad there's a better place for the child of God to go to. And so here in this reading of the Word of God, Moses made a statement about this God of Jeshurun. Now, Jeshurun simply means children of uprightness. Children of uprightness. Now, first of all, let's look at this God of Jeshurun and His uniqueness. In verse 26, the writer says, "There's none like unto the God of Jeshurun." The Lord hijacked that sermon this morning. I'm sure glad He did. But I want to say, by way of outline tonight, we see a way that He is mentioned. There's none like unto Him. You can remember the Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter number 3. Nebuchadnezzar, the Bible said that he set up an image of gold. He gave his height and the span, told how big he was. And the Bible said that they
set him up in the plains. They contacted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and said, are you going to bow down and serve Nebuchadnezzar's God? They said, no, we're not going. I'm glad tonight that our God is very unique in His size. You'll never know how big our God is. You may put a tape on somebody else's God, but honey, you'll never put a tape on mine and your God tonight. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His ways are beyond our finding out. He's bigger than this world is. Isn't it amazing the God of this Bible can be every place at one time? That's a big God tonight. How big is your God? You see, we'll never know His size, for He is a God that we'll never know how big He is. Now, I want to say not only was their God the wrong size, you could measure Him, but their God was made out of the wrong stuff. Their God was made out of gold, but our God's not made out of silver and gold. America's got a God that's made out of silver and gold, but honey, not the God of this Bible. Oh, He's not made out of stuff that this world's made out of. They said, no, we're not going to go down and bow down to your God. He's the wrong size. He's the wrong stuff. And then the Bible said that they was going to set Him up. I'm glad you ain't got to prop our God up tonight. I'm glad He just does that what only our God can do, whatever He wants to do. And so, our God is very unique. There's nobody like Him. He said, there's none like unto the God of Jeshurun. So we see the way that He's mentioned. But then secondly, notice the way that He moves. The Bible said, who rideth upon the heaven in thy hip. I'm glad we've got a God tonight that's interested in our needs. Now, not only the way that He's mentioned, but the way that He moves. The Bible said that He rideth upon the heaven in thy hip. Now, in the book of Psalms, chapter number 104, I want you to notice something here in your Bibles tonight, and I'll give you a second to turn. Psalms 104, we'll start reading in verse number 1, and I want to bring this parallel verse into Psalms 104 and connect those thoughts tonight. Psalms 104, not only the way He's mentioned, but the way our God moves. He rideth upon the sky. Now here, the psalm says in Psalms 104, verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light, as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of His chambers in the waters. Here it is, who maketh the clouds His chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind, who maketh His angels spirits and His ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted the way. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys in the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they would turn again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs and the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitations which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from His chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruits of thy works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth a man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. where the birds make their nests. That's for the stork, the fir trees, and her house. Thy high hills are a refuge for the wild goats and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Tonight, the God of Jeshurun, we see the way He's mentioned. There's none like unto Him. We see the way that He moves. He rides upon the circuits of the wind. The Bible says in verse number 3 in Psalms 104, He maketh the clouds His chariot, and He walketh upon the wings of the wind. I'm glad we got a God that's got a chariot. I'm glad we've got a God that knows where He needs to take His chariot to. I'm glad we've got a God that heaven is not His boundaries. We've got a God that can get to where you are and where I am tonight. And I sure am glad there's no God like the God of Jeshurun. Our God is very unique. His way is mentioned. Then we see back in that text in Deuteronomy 33, the way that He moves. But then thirdly, look at the way that He ministers. The Bible says simply this, that He rides upon the heaven in thy help. Has God ever helped you? I'm glad we've got a God that's interested in ministry. We've got a God that knows exactly where we all are tonight. And He's very unique in how He's mentioned, how He moves, how He ministers. But then, fourthly, how He manages. For the Bible simply says, and in His excellency on the sky. When lightning goes off, it's no mistake. When the winds blow, it's no mistake. God's running it all tonight. Nobody's telling God what to do, for He's God, and there's no God like the God of Jeshurun. We see that our God is unique. But look in verse 27. You ever notice this? Not only is our God unique, our God is underneath. We've simply heard many songs. The last two or three days, I've heard songs with this phrase I'd never thought about. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. I'm glad we've got a God. We see that He is underneath. You say, well, preacher, what's He underneath for? He's underneath to keep you. He's underneath to take care of you. And you say, well, brother, I'm going to fall. Well, you can't fall too far if God's under you. Ain't you glad that when you fall, there's a God that'll take His hand and pick you back up? I'm glad the hand of God is underneath me. I'm glad we got a God of Jeshurun that's underneath in this day and this hour. We're not standing by ourselves. We're standing upon the solid rock tonight. And I sure am glad that His everlasting arms, we see His superior, we see how superior that He is. The Bible says that He is eternal in verse 27. God's never had a stopping place or a starting place. For the Bible said, in the beginning, God. Somebody said, where'd God come from? God ain't come from nowhere. He's always been God. When I was a little kid, I used to think about, well, where did God start? God never started and He never stopped. He's always been God. He's eternal and He's everlasting. And I'm glad that He's on my side tonight. The eternal God. In the beginning, God. Now, we see He is superior. And then the Bible simply says this, the eternal God is thy refuge. I'm glad there's safety in the God of Jeshurun. A refuge. Many times, as a young man, I had my trust in so many things. But I'm going to tell you, I've got to a point in my life where it's going to take God to see me through this thing. It's going to take God to get my bills paid. It's going to take God to get our family well. It's going to be God to protect our church and to help our families. We have hope in nothing except the God of Jeshurun tonight. The God that is our great shield and sustainer. I'm glad I know this God tonight. I'm glad that I know this God tonight. He's superior. And then we see His strength. He is a refuge. And then we see something that He says that we need to learn of what He says, His statutes. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Boy, aren't you glad His arms don't get weary. Sometimes when I'm holding two grandbabies, I don't have another arm to hold another. But I'm glad our God's arms are never full. I'm glad that His arms are underneath us. And you'll notice what He says about His arms. The everlasting arms. His arms don't wear out tonight. A God that's unique, a God that's underneath. His superiority, His safety, His support, His strength. But look at His statutes. The Bible said in verse 27, now watch what it says. He shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. You see, God will thrust out the enemy, but we are to destroy them. A lot of times God defeats our giants. We go out and bury him with his head stuck up out of the ground. And God wants us to destroy those enemies that come against us in such a way. God says, I'll thrust them out, but you destroy them. And tonight, you know, God's never done a miracle for anybody that required laziness. God wants us to do everything for ourselves that we can possibly do. And then when we do that, God will always do His part. God is ever faithful. God's not going to do anything for me that I can do for myself. I must supply myself. I must do the best that I can for His honor and His glory. It's up to us many times what we do with the enemy. God said He would thrust it out, and He shall say, destroy them. Tonight, the God of Jeshurun, He is unique. There's none like Him. He's underneath. His arms are everlasting. You that are older tonight, I wonder how many times that He reached under your forefathers, your parents, proved Himself faithful with His arms. Well, can I tell you, the God of Jeshurun's not going to bow out on this generation tonight. God's arms are everlasting. For you see, our God is unique. Our God is underneath. But lastly tonight, I want to say our God is unchanging. The Bible said, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord. The shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. I want to say four things about this God that's unchanging tonight. First of all, He's unchanging in prosperity. For the Bible said in verse number 28, Israel then shall dwell in safety alone, and the fountain of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine, and his heaven shall drop down dew. I'm glad God prospers His people that serve Him tonight. You might not have a new home and a new car, but I can tell you this, you'll have enough if you put God first. He said He would supply all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Not just some of our needs, but all of our needs. God uses many things to supply our needs, and He uses many people. But I sure am glad at the end of the day, our God is unchanging in prosperity. Our God is unchanging in pleasures, verse 29. Happy art thou, art blessed. You know, this world can bring happiness just for a season, till the new wears off of things. But I'll be honest with you, I have only found a few things in life, and God being the top priority, that brings me happiness. I like what one of the writers said. He said, everything that a man will lean upon in this world except for God, the Lord will be sure that it will be filled with holes. For we must realize our only happiness, our only blessedness, our only joy comes from the Lord. How many times have I been burdened down and come into this sanctuary, this refuge that God has in this day and this hour for this people? And God has been ever faithful. God has ever been faithful. And I bless Him tonight. He's unchanging in His prosperity. He's unchanging in His pleasures. He's unchanging in His power. Wish our country could get a grip on this. He said, old people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency? God is powerful tonight. God can do anything. We need the Lord. And then lastly, God is unchanging in prosperity. I want to say something. It does. Don't let nobody sell God short. It does pay to serve God. And let me tell you something else. God will never be indebted to me and you. Never. If God tells you to do something, you can trust Him. It may not make sense to us, but you can trust Him because He's unchanging tonight. He's unchanging in His prosperity. He's unchanging in pleasure. Happy art thou. He's unchanging in power. But you'll notice lastly, He's unchanging in proof. For He said, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee. Thou shalt tread upon their high places. You can't keep people from talking about you. You can't even keep people from not liking you. Some people's not going to like you just because of the car you drive. But I tell you what you can count on tonight. The God that always proves Himself and stands for that which is right. God honors truth. And I'm glad the God of Jeshurun tonight is a God so unique, that is a God that is underneath and a God that is unchanging. I appreciate the good day that our Lord's given us today. And I hope that you'll pray this week for many of our families.